How now, brown cow? That's right, this is Connect the Dots. When you hear the music, you know it's time to connect the dots. How now, brown cow? Said the white cow to the brown cow. Utterly stupid. Yeah, okay. That's what government is now, utterly stupid. I mean, it's unbelievable that they're still, all the governments in the world are still trying to pull off this sham. You know, the COVID-19 sham with all the false information, all the hyping of the figures, all the non-correlating of deaths to other deaths that far exceed what's happening here. The fake calling it of a pandemic when it doesn't fit the definition of a pandemic. They're all liars. If only we could get out there with microphones and blast away publicly. If only there was one good station where we could get out there and tell the truth and call CNN liars. Deceivers, call all those anchor people, those teleprompter readers, liars, deceivers, teleprompter readers, you suffer from teleprompter face. If only we could do that. Hey, we could if there was one billionaire that was willing to set up an honest broadcasting network. That's all it takes, $1 billion, maybe even less. Maybe only 500 million. Well, apparently there are no wealthy people that want to do the right thing out there. I mean, you got money to burn and you're not willing to put it to a good cause. What about these clowns that ran for president or were running for president of the United States? Billionaires. And then they didn't make it to the finals. What are they doing with all that money they're sitting on? All they have to do is, you know, set up a broadcasting network to tell the truth, you know? Really, you should have done that when you were running for president. Maybe people would have considered you as a contender. Now, as far as the Democrats go, I mean, is that a loser group or what? I have to tell you. You know, it could be a fan club. It could be a rock group, you know? Sleepy Joe and the Losers. Lead singer, AOC, I don't know. I just have to say a few things like that. Anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show where you can actually call and get to talk live. This is a live broadcast right now. It's happening live. Hey, it's almost over. Well, actually, in New York City, it's over already. August 15th, but maybe where you're at, you're still in August 15th. And I just want to say, most people don't realize all the great things that happened on August 15th. Let me just give you a quick rundown here. August 15th, 1965, the Beatles, greatest rock and roll group of all time, gave their jaw-dropping performance at Shea Stadium, New York City. It was the first of many things, the first big stadium rock concert that raised the bar for what the great rock concerts would be in the future. It was the first really big one, 55,000 people and more or more, a sellout crowd at Shea Stadium. It was a night concert too. And from the people who were there, the word is out that the air was so filled with electricity, you could hear the air sizzling. Even before they took the stage, the air was sizzling like bacon on a grill. That's how much excitement and love was brought into the world at that concert. And it happened on August 15th, 1965. And then just 4 years later, August 15th, 1969, the Woodstock Festival started. Close to 500,000 people got together and celebrated with music and love and peace and good vibrations from good substances they were consuming and having a glorious, loving time, a joyful time. Another great day, August 15th, 1969. And perhaps maybe even the least known day of August 15th. You have to dial the calendar way back here. Yeah, it was in the year 29 A.D., yeah. It was the transfiguration of Jesus took place on August 29th. Rather, August 15th, 29 A.D. No, you won't find that info in the Bible, but the new information has it, the more detailed information. You know, everything about Jesus in the Bible is included in the new information, except it's more detailed, and it doesn't miss a day. It starts from his birth to his crucifixion and to his comeback to talk to his comeback in the flesh to prove it could be done. Anyhow, that's it. August 15, 29 A.D., the event known as the Transfiguration, when the one known as Jesus of Nazareth gained full authority in all of heaven and on earth in that event at the Transfiguration, making him the Lord Jesus Christ. A phenomenal day. And it happened on August 15th. Oh, I just gave you three great events that happened on August 15th. And they ought to be celebrated. Anyhow, like I said, some places were into the 16th already. I'm doing the show from New York City, and yep, we're into August 16th already. But I hope everybody learns something from that. This is an educational show. When you turn on this show, when you show up to BBS Radio at 10 p.m. Saturday, BBS Radio Station 2, that's my show, Connect the Dots. You are going to get educated, whether you like it or not, because I'm always bringing out information that is educational. And it's important for us all to educate ourselves at this point in time, because we all need to participate in what's happening. The Earth is moving into a new reality, and we want to go with it, believe me, and leave all this, these nasty, evil people behind, and leave all this darkness behind, because the new age, it's been talked about for years, the beginning of the age of Aquarius. Well, we are in the beginning of it already. It happened this year, really, with a couple of the global meditations. Meanwhile, there are meditations going on now weekly. I believe if you go to on Twitter, Sisterhood Rose, you can find out about it. Participation is important. There's something called the collective consciousness of humanity. I know they never taught you that in school, because they don't want to teach anybody anything spiritual in school, because the education system is controlled by the world controllers, the dark side, the deep state, the new world order, the people that want to keep us enslaved. They've saw that we've been lied to since birth, and now their whole sham is falling apart. And their latest sham with the COVID-19 virus, that's falling apart too. People around the world are finally all waking up to this. You know, when we start listening to what they've been saying, looking at the facts, and start challenging the false information they've been giving us, we understand that they are nothing but a bag of crap. and that these people who control the media, control our governments, they are liars. They are deceivers. They have sold their soul to the devil, as the saying goes, and they want to sell us out too. They want to deceive us, and they want to eliminate us. That's right. You ever hear of Agenda 21? Well, it talks about that. You ever hear of the Georgia Stones? That's right. Stones, they were placed up like monuments in some little town in Georgia. On those stones, they declared, set up by the Masons, I think, set it up, one of the orders of the Illuminati, one of the puppets of the New World Order. You know, not all people in the Masons are bad, but the people in the higher 33rd degree, yet they all are agents of the New World Order and the Illuminati. You know, I mentioned it before, but hey, you need to write these facts down because you're never going to hear them in public school. In fact, public school is on its way out, in case you haven't noticed. I mean, anyhow, Illuminati started their group over in Europe in 1776, the exact year that we had the Declaration of our independence here in America. How about that? A good group and a bad group starting at the same time. Of course, the Illuminati, they think that they know what's best for everyone, just like the New World Order does, just like what the false gods of antiquity thought. You know, that's where all the false religions came from. The people, we can call them people, humanoid-type creatures that came from another world 445,000 years ago, roughly, and eventually took over humanity and set themselves up as false gods, kings and lords and all this other titles. And eventually they gave the kingships to some of their puppet friends, and then Sumerian society was started. And Sumerian society is the model for what we have today. You know, we have the so-called representative type government. You know, we started off with the kings and other appointees of the kings, and we still have that kind of a setup nowadays, really. You know, it sounded good in the beginning, a republic, the people elect the representatives, but eventually all the people we elect get taken over. They get bribed, or they get eliminated or removed or blackmailed to do what the New World Order wants, because the New World Order is actually controlled by those rotten so-and-sos who came and took over our world hundreds of thousands of years ago. Yeah, you've heard the names, the Anunnaki, beings of the 12th planet, Anu, their leader. I guess that's where they got the name Anunnaki from. And a lot of other big culprits that came with them, Ella Luhu, which I think is the one buried under the face on Mars. You might have heard of it. Maybe if you're young, you might not have heard about it. You know, in 1976, somewhere around there, we, the U.S., sent a spaceship over to Mars to take some pictures, and they captured this big face, like the size of the Great Pyramid or even bigger than that. And it was staring right out at sky, at the up at the sky, and it was a face, a humanoid face. And information has it that it's the tomb of the Anunnaki one-time ruler, Aluahu, perhaps where that's where the Arabs got the word Allah from, who knows, but awfully close. He was defeated in a challenge for the throne, and he was exiled to Mars, where he died, and he was buried in this massive tomb with a face placed on it looking up, and that's the face on Mars, so to speak. And more education coming your way. But, hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you got a phone, you can do that. That's right. And if you don't have a phone, ask someone to do it for you who has the phone. There's always a way. You know, I go on Twitter, and I've been knocking on the door of these so-called representatives of the Galactic Federation of Light, the Starseeds, other official representatives of the Galactic Federation. And I've been asking them for a couple years now, you know, one of you is call up to the show and let's give the listening audience an opportunity to listen in on a conversation between one of you who are claimed to be connected, directly connected to the Galactic Federation and the upcoming event, or someone who actually is. And it would certainly be beneficial to all the listeners to the show, if not all of mankind. But I don't understand what your fear is or your lack of cooperation. You know, cooperation is a two-way street. Don't ever make the mistake of coming to Earth and thinking that you're smarter than us. You know things that we don't, or where our minds are being kept from accessing because of the situation we're in. But, you know, I've done my own investigations. I've listened to what the you on the other side say in the higher dimensions. I've read many of the stories, and my conclusion is affirmative. There's a lot of you up in the higher dimensions. No, you don't know more than we know here on Earth, or those of us now at this point in time, or some of us at this point in time on Earth. There are many of us humans here on Earth that know a lot more than a lot of you up in the higher dimensions. So get off the high horse, as the saying goes, and meet us halfway, you know? That's what my whole invitation about calling into this radio show is, you know? Don't think that yours are superiors. You may have access to technology right now that is superior to us, but don't think you are mental superiors, because you're not. I would hate to have to prove it to you, but just take my word for it. And don't be afraid to call into this show. I'm not going to bite your head off. In fact, I know how to have a decent reciprocation conversation with anybody, unless you're somebody totally unreasonable. And then I don't even want to have a conversation with somebody like that. But, hey, the phone line is open for you to call in. You of the Galactic Federation, any of you starseeds out there that might be listening, you know, you got to get over your fear. Nothing can happen to you by calling into a live radio show. And if you're worried about being tracked where you are, well, if you don't know how to call into a radio show without being tracked, well, you need to get yourself an education, because it's not that difficult. No, I'm not going to give you the secret how to do it here over the phone, because that would, the authorities might be listening, and I wouldn't want to blow anybody's cover. But if you just looked into it, you can figure out how to do it, especially you from the Galactic Federation. Come on, if you can't figure this one out, like, geez, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Anyhow, so much for that. You know, there's a couple type of laws, really, that people don't realize. When you go to court, whatever it's for, traffic ticket or taxes or whatever, and you appear for the judge, you have a right to ask the judge, what court am I in? Because there are definitely two courts, and I guarantee just about nobody listening to me knows what I'm even talking about. I learned this from a good friend, a friend that's so knowledgeable that he was able to go to court against the IRS and beat them in court. And it started off with, he asked the judge, can you tell me what court I'm in? And because the judge refused to answer because he knew where the conversation was leading here, the gentleman, my friend, just turned around and walked out. And nobody stopped him, and the judge didn't say a word. Now, what does that tell you? That there's something to this. You know, I'll tell you one of the thing types of court there is. There's the common law court. And in that court, if no one was harmed, then no crime was committed. Did you know that? That's a legal defense that you could bring to court. Don't forget to talk with your lawyer before you go there, because if he doesn't know how to present it properly, the judge can pull the wool over his eyes just as well as yours. But that's, in fact, that should be the law of the land in all courts everywhere. If no one was harmed, then no crime was committed. And boy, would our lives be easier if that was applied. You know, you have, I'll give you a perfect example in America here, probably other nations too. We have all these ridiculous driving laws, DUI. You know, you can be convicted for driving under the influence for just refusing to take the test. When they say, we want you to take a test. You just refuse the test in many states, you're going to, that makes you guilty right there. Now, does that make any sense? And, of course, and then there's the other one. Again, like, if no, why are they pulling you over for? You know, it's called the fishing trip. Cops do that all the time. And, or they watch, they hang out by bars and they watch, so you get out of the bar, go into your car and leave the parking and drive home. Then they pull up behind you and pull you over and they want to try to bust you for drinking and driving. Well, if the policy, if no one was harmed and no crime was committed, they wouldn't have the right to do that and hassle you, you know? And then the, if you know anything about common sense, the amount of alcohol in your body that they can charge you legally with, it's an infinitesimal amount. And, you know, it's a ridiculous amount. And again, if no crime was committed, what right do they have to arrest you and ruin your life, give you a permanent record there, and cost you thousands and thousands of dollars of fines for what? Because they had the right to victimize you? That those laws need to be changed. Why isn't anybody talking about it except me? You know, DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles, I say it stands for DMV, Division of Motorist Victimization. And believe me, there's millions of people out there, hundreds of millions of people that have been victimized by these friggin' stupid laws, oppressive laws, just to bring in money for the local township. You know, again, if you came out of a bar and you were drunk and you got in an accident, you know, well, and maybe you caused the accident, well, then there's a reason to investigate whether you were drinking and how much you were drinking. But if you just got in your car and drove home, and cops shouldn't have a right to pull you over and victimize you, you know, because you hadn't committed a crime. You know, they're making crimes because, like, if you have an open container, whether you drank it or not, just having an open container, where's the crime there? But they've made that a crime, you know. I mean, these laws are insane, just like the new COVID-19 laws. You see, I was leading up to this coming back, because I have to come back to it. These COVID-19 laws, they're illegal. but nobody's really challenging them, you know? They're making you do something that is not based on logic or science. It's based on oppression and fear and intimidation and the threat of putting you in jail, the threat of arresting you, the threat of fining you for not obeying a stupid law. These mask laws, it's already been proven the masks do not protect you or the other people. And and they're talking a hypothetical situation here. You know, we've all seen this thing on the TV. They did an experiment, and so they spit. They had the cameras there, and it went 6 feet or 10 feet. What's the difference? I don't see people walking around out there spitting. In fact, this whole thing started. I don't even hear people coughing out there anymore, or sneezing, or anything. And we all have a little common sense. We all know that, well, you know, out of consideration for other people, well, we ought to either turn our head. In the beginning, it says, like, well, you know, cough on your sleeve or something like that, on your forearm. Okay, we could deal with that. But the thing of wearing a mask, first of all, it's a known fact. Wearing a mask weakens your immune system. Why do I want to participate in something that weakens my immune system? Especially, I'm not coughing in anybody. You know, if we're worried about somebody, spray coming out of a conversation, well, we won't look at people anymore when we talk to them. You know, we'll look to the side, but we, in case we're spitting while we're talking or something. But at the same time, we don't have to be wearing the mask. There is no logic to it except to intimidate you. You know, it's like a muzzle they put on you. And they've tricked you and they've intimidated you into doing it yourself. You know? I can understand if you're in a hospital, you know, where there's germs floating around everywhere, it might be good. But at the same time, the masks that people are wearing are not valid, certainly not for COVID-19. It's been, it's been called to our attention. COVID-19 virus is like 1 micron diameter. The mask, your average mask, has air-breathing spaces of 3 microns. So that 1 micron is going to make it through your mask, you know. Meanwhile, you're destroying your immune system by rebreathing the air that's coming out of your body. It just keeps building up all the bad bacteria that might be on your breath or whatever, and it's weakening your immune system. So if something does make it in through that mask, your immune system isn't going to be up going 100%. To take care of it. And so the masks are creating more people with it. And then the friggin' tests, that's it, the friggin' tests. The tests are BS. Even the CDC admits what the tests show. The tests show that you have antibodies for this or antibodies for that, and they're assuming because you have antibodies for this or that, and the common cold is in the same bag with the coronavirus. So if you have virus particles floating around in your blood, to protect you against the cold, they're going to say, well, you've got the coronavirus. Well, not so. And that's how this whole thing is being manipulated, you know? And it doesn't prove anything. Even if you did have antibodies for a coronavirus in your system, that doesn't mean you have it. And that doesn't even mean you were exposed to it. They're connecting the dots in the way they want you to see it, but they haven't proved anything. You know, I wish one of those people would call up and so I could really give it to them, because, you know, I know how to talk a conversation and don't let people manipulate me with the bullshit. Let me tell you, I mean, when these doctors, you know, we don't get any hearsay on this. They get on the TV and they get the one-way conversation and there's no rebuttal on it. You know, they were allowed to lie through their friggin' teeth. going on and on and say anything and reconnect anything in the wrong way, and we're not allowed to call them on it when they're doing it. But we should be, because they're making all these claims, these doctors, I call them propaganda doctors and propaganda scientists, they're making all these claims and connections, and they haven't proved anything that's right. You know, if one of them were to make one of their fake claims, you know, that about testing, that 1 million people tested positive, I would tell them, okay, I heard your statement, but I don't see your proof, you know. And that would be the end of the conversation, because they wouldn't be able to produce the proof, you know. And then they could say all these test results, okay, same thing, you know. I hear your conversation. I see what you're saying is meaningful test results, but you haven't proved to me that those test results are worth a bag of beans. You know, that's how these people have to be challenged. Everything they say, we have to say, you know, I hear your conversation, but I don't see the proof. And when they try to bring forth something that some facts and that they've accumulated, you know, we'll question that too. You know, I hear your statement, but where's your proof that those are the facts? You know, I don't see any proof. You know, I hear your conversation, but I don't see any proof. And this is really how we have to start dealing with these no-good so-and-sos that are ruining our lives. They're destroying society. Why? So they can get a big bribe payment at the end of the day? Or they actually believe their own bullshit, you know? I mean, it must be hard to face the truth if you've been lying and deceiving people your whole life. It must be really hard to admit that, yeah, you don't know shit. And you've been getting away with conning people and telling them that you have proof of things, where as somebody intelligent like myself asks you a question and demands proof, you don't have any proof, chances are. You know, I'll give you a chance to prove it, but it's not going to be you're not going to be able to do it in 5 minutes. You're going to have to do a lot of back work and back checking, and still, I might not accept what you call proof. You know? And this is how tough we have to get with these people who are ruining our lives. Yeah, we hear what you're saying, but we don't believe it's true. You know, you're making a statement as if it's true, but you offered no proof. Yeah, you said you have statistics, but how do we know that your statistics are real? Show us how those statistics were obtained. Show us proof of those statistics. Tell us the people who would dug up those statistics. Tell us about each person that was tested and how they were tested. Tell us about each thing that was sent to the lab and how it was verified. And tell us about your conclusions. What's your definition for a positive test? Oh, well, if that's it, well, then you don't have any positive tests. And this is how we have to start nitpicking away at these propaganda scientists, these lying doctors that are ruining our lives, and the stupid governors and other stupid politicians that are willing to go along with these lying doctors, these propaganda scientists, these big pharma salespeople that are trying to, that already making money off this whole sham, and they're planning on making billions by talking people. They've already talked the government into going along with the vaccine sham. And believe me, if you have any brains in your head, don't you dare allow them to stick that poison into your system, because that's part of the plan. This has been uncovered not just in the last 6 months. They've been planning this for years, and those of us that, like myself, who know that this has been the plan all along, to come out with the tainted vaccines. Come on, Bill Gates was talking about vaccines, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. You know, if you're paying attention to what was going on, you should have looked at that, recognized that glee in his eyes, that he was, in his heart, he was just dying to stick needles in people and kill them. In fact, they did that in Africa, him and his group already. Well, they're going to do it to everybody this time, you know. We know they're dead outright liars about this whole COVID thing. Certainly, you ought to be really stupid if you're going to believe anything they tell you about the vaccines. I mean, why would you even take their word for it? These people, all of them, the whole group, the TV doctors, the TV propaganda scientists, the New World Order, the big pharmaceutical salespeople, they're all freaking liars. They're all deceivers. How? Why would you want to take their word for anything? You know? And we're talking about a vaccine that's filled with poisons. All vaccines are loaded with poisons. If you ask them, they'll try to avoid the question. If you ask them what's in the vaccine, they'll try to avoid the question. And even if they admitted all the poisons, aluminum, formaldehyde, everything except lead is in the vaccine, they might even throw that in on this one, too. They just won't tell you about it. You know, in fact, we can't even believe that they're going to admit what's in it. We have to take the vaccines and get some real doctors and do our own tests to find out what's in their vaccines. Okay. And on top of that, who's monitoring the making of the vaccines at the plant? It's not going to take much money for the New World Order to hire some people and throw some more toxins in it, you know, and they'll have a separate batch that they'll test and say, this is okay. That cool. What do you think they're running the tests on? Probably placebo vaccine, you know, just to, and say, nobody had any ill effects here, you know. And then when they make up the real thing, you know, how do you know what's in it? There's no guarantee. The doctor doesn't know what the hell's in the vaccine. He's just like a puppet. He plays along and does what he's told. And the doctor's assistants who might be giving you the vaccine, they don't know what the hell's in the vaccine. You ask them, they'll say, oh, yeah, it's safe, because they've been told to say that, and that's what they'll say. But their word doesn't mean shit, really. The only way you would know what was in that vaccine is if you had a doctor right there that could run a test on it before they inject it into you. Then you would know what's in the vaccine. That's the only way you would know what is in the vaccine. So you got to be out of your friggin' mind. Are you going to let some stranger doctor or somebody that's gained your trust stick a needle in you and inject God knows what? And it will be poisonous, because all vaccines do have poisons. They even tell you that, we want to put poisons. They don't use the word poison. We want to put monkey doo-doo in you, because it'll spike up your immune system. Well, you know, that's such a flawed bag of crap they've gotten you to believe. Your immune system, human immune system, is one of the most sophisticated living designs in the universe. It doesn't need quack doctors sending in more poisons to get it to be stimulated. That's a false concept that they've lied to you about and got you to believe. And they preach it at med school, and the doctors who go to med school, they learn this false information and they believe it too, and then they hand over the malarkey to you and con you into believing it. Okay, I'll repeat that again. Unless you have a doctor that you can trust, that knows his science, that is willing to do the test of the vaccine before you allow somebody to stick it into you, probably a stranger, you don't know what's in that vaccine. And considering the unscrupulous people that are behind these vaccines and pushing the vaccines, and the fact that the New World Order, as I mentioned before, since 1980, has been voluntarily pushing forth their agenda to get rid of 95% of the people. It's on the Georgian stones and cut out in stone there to make it quite clear. That's 40 years that story's been out there. Why hasn't anybody been taking it seriously? Well, you better take it seriously now because they're going in for the big kill. And I don't know. Do we have a caller here? Who's the caller?
Hi. Is this Tom?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hi, who's Tom.
Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. You have a name, friend?
How are you doing, Tom?
How are you doing, Tom?
Hey, you have a name?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm doing a radio show. What are you doing?
I am hearing every word that you're saying, and I'm listening intently, and I'm wondering, why? Why?
Why what? Why is the, what, the 25th letter in the alphabet? But what do you mean by why?
Have you seen the video that was just put out?
No, I didn't.
It's gone viral. It's like the COVID video that hit like 10 million in a day. Most viral video ever. Well,
no,
this
but
video,
I guess I will eventually.
There's a new video out.
Tell us what's in it.
It's called What They Don't Want You to See. And it wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be released Thursday. And the FBI swooped in and confiscated everything and put her in jail and put her husband in jail, and nobody knows anything until Monday. And her partner,
is that the girl that's connected with Alex Jones?
Well, no. What she, you know, it's what's interesting is they say she's connected, but it's not really. It's like she was an independent reporter, and he would pull her news stories, right? Because he thought she was great. So she worked in. She worked with him for a time, but then went independent. And during that period of independence, she put together a documentary on the deep state. It was so brilliant. Oh my God! You know, you gotta believe. I watch everything. I do. I read everything. I hear everything. I'm
actually,
media,
I
right?
Saw, I saw the,
well,
imagine
Twitter, something that's...
You arrested that girl.
This was so overwhelming. Today. The information was so overwhelming. I couldn't listen to it all in one sitting. I had to step back three or four times to take it all in, to wonder how somebody could put out so much information that was so well-constructed and yet named names. I mean, being specific as to the procedure, as to who, as to why, the motive, everything on the most powerful people in information collection and dissemination. In information collection and dissemination. And there are certain people that have those, that are gatekeepers of those. And when information became collected on such a vast scale, right after 9/11, there were systems put in place to analyze that information. And the people that created those systems are actually being interviewed. These were like the people that were creating the systems before Edward Snowden. And when Edward Snowden got in, he saw what was happening. But these guys, you know, as they're being interviewed, they didn't recognize it at the time, the ability of what they were creating, its effect, and how it could be politically used. And then they saw it being politically used. And then they finally said, that's it. We're going to tell the world. But you know, there's part of me that it's so, it's going to make you pause, and you're going to really understand how information is being made to benefit a few people that are causing and creating and instigating and even obfuscating things that you should have a right to know. And the reasons, like, here's a simple example that I would have never thought of. I would have never thought of this, Tom, and you'd think I'm smarter than this. I hear media all day long, blah, 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 blah. Well, do you know why? You know, all the hacks, she kind of puts out there that Brennan was, you know, his idea was to create, you know, tell the world there was a hack job. But the information, just imagine all this information in the world flowing through a database. It all comes into one database, right? They're all... And then it goes downwards towards the government and everything. And then it goes upwards. It's actually being duplicated. The information, all the information that ever should come into the government secretly is now being duplicated and being sold to and being handled by private companies that are selling off this information to the highest bidders, even foreign governments.
I believe.
Now, this is how it's been working for the longest time. This is what Edward Snowden wanted to kind of stop. Bottom line is she puts everything together from A to Z. The names, the people, the reason, the understanding. It's just, I was like in shock.
I'll be looking forward to watching it.
I was in shock. I don't know if many people are going to be able to stomach this understanding, but it's so in your face and so real, and she put so many peoples and facts and figures together. You know, I now know why the FBI must have, you know, what do you do now? I mean, it's almost like these people are responsible for all of this chaos and they're coming forward. What do you say? What do you say when the people that created the structures that are being manipulated by powerful people, but they created the structures, but... And they're coming forward, and they were actually been there since the beginning, and they now put it all out there with names and everything. And what do you get? It's so overwhelming. I can't believe that it even got out. I can't even believe that the whole internet isn't been shut down over it on some level because it's so wild. It's so. And look, she puts it all out there so everything can be investigated. There's no, you know, you can say to me, oh, it's all big bullshit. Well, great. Well, then let's investigate it. Well, it's all out there now. That's what's occurred.
Good.
It's overwhelming to the psyche that believes that a system like this, that even though you could say, okay, well, it's all out there. Trump's all these bad people. He's going to go to jail.
I'm not a skeptic.
But
I believe
that's not that's not
all
the end of it.
Believe me.
What's going to happen at the end of it is you're going to understand this is structures that we're going to have to live with for the rest of our lives, and we're going to have to figure out who we give this information to. Who are we selling it to? You got to bear in mind, look, they can psychologically profile you so they can target ads to you to make you upset. I'll just give you ads all day long of products that are priced 50% higher because price means so much to you. And it's going to piss you off so much, you're going to get upset. And when I show you something to really be upset about, you're going to riot. I'm just giving an example of a psychological profile. But now they have that on everybody, including your senators, every single person, right down to a gnat's ass. They could bribe you. They could screw you. They can F you and everybody you've ever known or loved up. In fact, here's a killer. They can eradicate your history and replace it with new history.
Of course.
So if you knew you were up against that sort of a understanding, what do you do?
Call Roto Rooter.
I see, that's just it. Now we know what information. This movie puts it out plainly. This is what's happening. This is what they're doing. You're going to imagine the possibilities beyond that. And let me tell you, they're so profound. What she already shows you, it's overwhelming. You won't go beyond that. You'll be sick.
Oh, I don't know about me personally, but I'm glad something like that's coming out because there's a lot of people out there that are living in denial.
Aren't they ever? But imagine, you know, when you have an apparatus that is Secret Service, CIA, FBI, MI6, the Mossad, you name it. You want to go country by country?
Yeah.
They're all secretive, and they're all trained to lie. So now you have information that's flowing, that's moved into one, it's being duplicated. I mean, right down to your senators, your president, every single communication, everything, and being sold off to groups that you want to sell it off to. And those particular groups use that information to instigate trouble. By the way, these sort of information integration wasn't as available as you think. I mean, trust me, it started in 2000 when rules and laws and certain situations which allowed for data collection, then retrieval, then there was compartmentalization. And it took a while. But each step along the way where this information had control points, they were control points beyond the government. They always were control points with private individuals or former government agents that had control over all of this information, the duplication of it, and they actually sold it. So what they sold this information to companies like Facebook and you name it.
Yes.
Which was data gathering that was supposed to be strictly for government, nobody else's eyes. It goes down one tube, goes down to the government. But no, it flows upwards to private companies that sell it off in piecemeal. And this has made a lot of people very wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
And made a political organization very dependent on that information, and they utilized it. Trump never did. And you're going to hear that in there about even their praise, even these people who fucked up the country. I don't even know if they have morality, these people. You know, might say, oh, I didn't know it was going to be so bad 10 years later, but I built the system. No, that's not enough for me.
The morality was deleted a long time ago.
The bottom line is these individuals are still tipping their hat because they said Trump had a lot of traps placed in front of him. And he could, when he recognized that the system was this capable of changing, you know, altering everything, your opinion, targeting groups, individuals, states, cities, countries, and being able to manipulate them almost at will, he declined to use these systems. We wanted him. They don't even tell you. But he never went for it. What does that tell you? You know, all the shit that everybody's been spewing forth, I wonder. And, you know, when you watch this, it's going to blow your mind. Now, I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I'm a liberty lover who loves people and believes in infinity and singularity. I believe in your opinion and mine. And I want to come to a compromise, and I want to love you for it. I'm not of a political party. What I am against is...
I believe you.
I'm against... hiding things. I'm against secretive understandings. I'm against some control point beyond you that will dictate an outcome that you wouldn't have done outside of that control point, and you're not aware of it. You should be aware of it. We should be a factor in those control points because they control you. So you should have a decision on what those control points are. So I believe being open and transparent, and I believe in making you a decision maker in the things that affect you, an outcome that affects you, you should have some sort of a vote in that.
Yeah,
but the rest of it, this whole control mechanism, I'm just alarmed by it. It's scary, it's controlling, it's centralized, it's manipulative, it's all about the money, and it's scaring me to death. How's that grab you?
Don't let it scare you to death, because things are going to change. It's in the process now. It's the big battle is still to come, but we're going to win.
Well, you've heard the little rumor that Trump may pardon Snowden. It might be, and he just heard that rumor today. And this video just came out within the past 24 hours, earlier than that. And it's going absolutely viral, okay? It's absolutely viral. But, you know, there's part of you that might say in the back of your brain, could this have been manipulated to create you know, a euphoria around the release of this information that could benefit the Republican side of it. And you could say that, I guess, but I just don't see it in all that I'm seeing. But the manipulation of facts and information is easy today. But here's what I will tell you about this video.
What?
They present so many facts and so much information, and they put it out there. And that means that we can all check it. We can all, and they must know that. You wouldn't put it out there, name a name, name something, and then go, nobody's going to know the truth. And no, it just, you wouldn't do it. So they must be confident of their information. And it's something that should absolutely scare the bejesus out of us all. Because if it's been manipulated this quickly based on the gathering of this information this quickly, then we got problems, folks. We have no reality in the spy agencies and any of these agencies for work that work for government. They're bad.
Oh, yeah.
And they represent their own self-interests, and they're hurting the world for their own gain, which might be fractional as compared to the harm that they do.
Yes, that's the way it is.
We gotta look into this, folks.
It's just getting worse.
Look at the video, what they don't want to tell you. Go to Alex Jones's website. I know. There's a lot of them now that have it. I read them all. I read them all.
I
go to the Huffington Post. I go to CNN. I read them all, man. I listen to 120 hours of radio and TV programming a week. From all different subjects, every conspiracy theory, every nuance, every thought that's in the system today, I get to hear.
Yeah, I believe you. Hey, I'm out there, searching the internet for info. I come across, I don't even have to look for it. There's so much out there now. It's everywhere. There's so many whistleblowers. I've lost count. And that's good because...
I'm on your show, my friend.
The more people that'll wake up.
I'm never even going to tell people I'm on your show. I'm not going to put in your show archive that Doug was on your show, the founder of BBS Network. I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to publicize this at all.
But
the only reason is because I'm a media network owner. I don't want you to know. I don't want opinions to go from the top down. I want the opinions to crawl from the bottom up.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
care whether you're right or you're left or you're in or you're out or you're gay or you're not. I just don't care. What I do care about is the fact that you have a voice, that I can give you the opportunity to present that point of view to everybody else. And we can all come to a beautiful relationship. And I want your diversity. By God, I want infinity. I want infinity. I want infinity to express itself in all its glory. In every differentiated way that they want to. Because ultimately that gives me an infinite variety to view, to learn from, to experience, to comprehend. There's so much beauty involved in that. Because if it was all one thing, let's say we're all Taco Bell, how great would that experience be? If we're all one globalist, one country, one rule rules us all, well, how much are we really going to learn? We'll be like the ant nest in the middle of construction of a freeway eventually, because we won't know better.
That's right. That's true.
And I know this. Humanity knows better. Ultimately, deep within us, we're out there. We love each other. But the crap that we're getting fed, has to change, and we have to be aware of it first before we desire that change. I'm letting you go because my throat's parched.
Yeah, you know what? You had a lot of good things to say today. You know, you should have your own radio show, really.
I couldn't do it. I'd be afraid.
Since your throat is
ain't happening.
Well, yep, whatever.
Ain't happening.
I hate to say it, but it's coming to the end of the show here. And so I'm just going to...
You know what I realize, my friend?
Have to ask
I'm not as smart as you.
Anytime you feel like it.
I'm not as smart as you.
Well,
I'm not as smart as any human being.
Thank you so much for
I'm
your
not.
Confidence. But anyhow, I got to cut you short here and end this show and make a statement or two and then do the countdown and end the show. But hey, thanks for calling in and... anytime you feel like it, just call in and, hey, pass the word. This is the show to call in and speak your mind. Okay, my friends.
I love you, buddy. Thank you.
And, okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show. This was Connected Dots, and we've connected plenty of dots tonight. And we'll do the same thing again next week. Hey, listen, just to remind everybody, you know, I'm still running for president on the basis of, hey, I'm a solution person, and I know that all the solutions are known already, and I invented the formula for solutions. So that makes me the most qualified person. I'm a write-in candidate. Tell all your friends, you know. We're all sick of the political parties anyhow. You might like Trump, but he's still a member of a political party. I'm against political parties. And forget about the Democrats. They're like, oh, my God. I don't even want to get into that. Anyhow, hey, listen, check out my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and you'll see that I'm a man who's bringing something to the table, more than the last 100 people who ran for president of the United States together, just me, myself. That's how much I'm bringing to the table, and that's why I'm the most qualified person. Get an education, educate yourself, and learn how to vote for a writing candidate. All you have to do is write in my name, Tom Edison. Real simple. Pass the word. I could beat these guys easily. But I need a support team. I need voters. So much for that. Hey, I've got 18 videos on YouTube. You got nothing to do. Key it in on YouTube. Subway Fantasy. You know, most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever made. And I have a right to say so because I made it. But it's entertaining, 29 minutes long, and you'll get to see, especially you young people, you'll get to see what it used to be like to be in a bar having a fantastic time without a mask on. Too bad those days will never come back, but you can get to relive it by watching my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. Only 29 minutes long, and it's so good you might even want to watch it again. Okay, this is the end of the show. Mr. Engineer, I'm giving you the countdown and play my music that you can also find on YouTube. Here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. through, 'cause I